This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you to producer Brian McKean, and thank you to everybody who's been locked in. Friday night, Saturday morning, I'm going to get you all set for the weekend, okay? Major League Baseball trade deadline, it came and it went. Mets got Baez, and White Sox got Kimbrel. At least he didn't have to move. Chris Bryant has to move. He's going from the Midwest to the Bay. San Francisco, to be exact. Kyle Schwarber is going to the Red Sox, and Rizzo is now a Yankee. And, of course, the Dodgers just say, damn it, we'll take Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, and we'll also just have a payroll that's bigger than everybody else's by approximately $65 to $70 million. Hey, you got the money, spend it, right? Right before we went to break, unfortunately, I had to share with you that Carson Wentz is hurt again. We haven't even escaped the first week of training camp, and Carson Wentz is injured. It's sad. It's terrible. He has a foot injury, and we don't know what the deal is. Probably going to miss the opening of the season, and you're not going to run Eason out there. Bad news for the Colts. And get well soon to Carson Wentz, whatever his foot issue is. We'll find out sooner than later. And also Frank Reich, who is out right now just due to COVID. Not the best of starts for the Indianapolis Colts. Terrible. And so as we kind of keep things rolling here, man, I want to talk to you about what's going on in the NBA. Just more so in overall, because we saw the Milwaukee Bucks win a championship last week, and the NBA draft took place last night. One of my buddies texts me, he's just like, oh man, this NBA draft is dry. And I wouldn't go as far to call it dry. It's just, it popped up out of nowhere. The NBA finals, the NBA draft, it was just like, poof, here it is. Obviously, we know why. Everything was delayed due to COVID, the Olympics, and baseball, trade deadline, NFL. There's a lot going on right now. A lot of the first names in the draft, we kind of knew who was going where, and Cade Cunningham going to the Pistons was absolutely no surprise. The biggest news from the NBA yesterday didn't have anything to do with a draft pick. But the biggest news in the NBA yesterday had everything to do with Russell Westbrook going to the Los Angeles Lakers. The biggest news in the NBA yesterday was Russell Westbrook going home to play. And yes, we had this conversation last night. To my surprise, it seemed that, I don't know, 7, 8 out of 10 people, we had a lot of callers, 7, 8 out of 10 people, everybody was just like, good move. And then you had the caller who said pretty much the obvious, the easy thing, which is, oh, Russell Westbrook's game will never change. Oh, Russell Westbrook, when has he ever won? It's not going to work. Russell Westbrook can't shoot. It's still a team game, right? They're not playing 3-on-3. This isn't Steph Curry and Draymond and Klay versus LeBron and Davis and Westbrook. That's not the case, right? You can still space the floor. You can put some shooters out there, guys who can go to work. So I think if you have an opportunity to bring in talent, you do so, and you work out the roster as you go along. The Lakers roster that we see right now that's assembled in July or August and September, it may not be the same roster that we see come February. Things are always a work in progress. And unfortunately, on the heels of the Milwaukee Bucks winning an NBA championship, we basically hit the fast-forward button to the draft. We hit the fast-forward button to NBA free agency, which will officially start on August 2nd, a few days from now. And it's like, damn, can the Milwaukee Bucks even enjoy what they just went through? Can the Milwaukee Bucks enjoy their winnings? Can they enjoy the champagne? And oh yeah, by the way, Giannis Antetokounmpo, not that this should be breaking news, he doesn't need any type of procedure on his hyperextended knee. No one can understand it. I don't know what he eats. I don't know what he drinks. Giannis Antetokounmpo is fine. Maybe not so much last year. He sprained his ankle and the Miami Heat went to the finals. But this year, Giannis is good. Giannis is a champ. Giannis did things the hard way. I mean, we all know the story about Giannis, okay? I don't need to talk about the Greek freak and, you know, Nigerian coming over via Greece and his family. And I don't need to tell you about all of that. But the fact is, he did grow. He grew organically. We know what happened last year with the bubble. Unfortunately, the Lakers weren't able to have a parade, and the Bucks, here they win their championship. They can't have a parade, a big-ass parade. And there were injuries. You think about last season, LeBron James made it very clear. Having a truncated season, not too much recovery time, we were going to have a lot of injuries, and we did. And you'd have to really be a fool not to understand that that really factored into this season. And that's not to say that injuries don't factor into every year. They do. Do I believe the Toronto Raptors would have beat a healthy Golden State Warriors team in, what, 2019? Hell no. I think the Warriors would have ran him out of the gym. That's just how the game goes. You do want to see everybody at full strength. That's not always what you get. At the same time, you can only beat who's directly in front of you, and there should be no takeaways from the Milwaukee Bucks. And good for them. I mean, this is a team that I've been telling you, I want to see them get over the hump. I want to see Giannis Antetokounmpo just be clutch, be a crunch-time player. And he did more than that. Giannis says, I don't need to close out a game when I can dominate it from start to finish. Are there still holes in his game? Yes, there's always room for improvement for everybody. But he's one of the most dominant forces that we've ever seen in the NBA. And kudos to him. Let's see how he can continue to develop and improve for a guy who's, what, not even 27 yet. But unfortunately, I think as we move towards next year, now that we have seen Russell Westbrook join the Lakers, we already know Kyrie and Durant and Harden, they're out in Brooklyn. The power's on the coast right now. The power is in the hands of the number one and number two media markets in the United States of America. New York and Los Angeles, the big markets, look like they're getting ready to slap around everybody else next season. It's realistic. And you know what? Here's the deal. I told you. Would the Milwaukee Bucks have been as close to a championship if the Nets were healthy? I think we all know the answer to that. The answer is no. Probably would have wiped them out. Kevin Durant had the squad on his back, basically. Still took him to seven. James Harden running around with a grade 2 hamstring strain. No business out there on a basketball court. Was still able to not even just be a decoy, but still run the offense even as a gimp. Kevin Durant was asked after their elimination just about how much the injuries impacted the Nets. This is what Kevin Durant had to say.
I can't even speak about how much we missed Kyrie out on the floor and how much we missed James to start the series. And, you know, seeing him, I could go for 40 minutes on both of those two on how much they care about us and how much they put their bodies on the line to help us out as a team.
Yeah, we know. You want to talk about a big three? They got their big three, but here's the thing. All three of their guys can shoot the basketball. Durant, an excellent shooter. No business being as fluid as he is. 6'11", just crossovers, three-pointers. It makes no sense. We know about him. Watching Kevin Durant play basketball is like watching water run. Kyrie Irving, you may hate Kyrie Irving, but he's damn good. We've seen him hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history. He's one of the best shooting point guards, one of the best scorers, one of the best guards who have handle, who can control the basketball, get the hell of where he wants to. And James Harden, people disparage James Harden. Come on. Excellent all-around player. You want to play some defense? He can, but he doesn't. Big three, East Coast. So what the hell do we got on the West Coast? We have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook. This is where your power lies. East Coast, West Coast. LeBron James, we know he's great. Last year, 25-8-8 without a problem. Season came crashing down when Solomon Hill went crashing down into his ankle. Season went crashing down when Anthony Davis just why did you even try to push it on your initial leg injury? Achilles, ankle, and now you're gone for a long ass time. And now you bring in Westbrook, an MVP, a 9-time All-Star, an NBA's all-time leader in triple-doubles. They got to round out this roster. But it's a hell of a start, right? They need shooters. They need depth, obviously. And we heard this. But LeBron James, he made it extremely clear. Just after the season, this is prior to yesterday's trade to obtain Russell Westbrook, LeBron James made it clear. When it comes down to Rob Pelinka, he's happy with how he operates.
Rob has done such a great job of, you know, constructing this team over the last few years that he will continue to do that. I will have some input. He always asks for my input, as AD's input. But at the end of the day, we want to continue to get better.
Yeah, it's the name of the game. You don't think they got better with Russell Westbrook? I just told you, 7, 8, 9 out of 10 last night were calling me up saying, I like Westbrook with the Lakers. I told you my reasoning. He brings attitude. He relieves LeBron James. It's been discussed and it's been reported that they've already had this talk between the three of them. To have LeBron James move over to spend a little bit more time at the power forward position. And that's just a matter of wording, who he defends and where he operates. Because ultimately, you put these guys on the basketball court, they are smart enough to go with the flow. Just give them some shooters. So like I said, the power in the NBA is back on the coasts. The power in the NBA is right back with the big market teams. The Los Angeles Lakers will be competing for a championship again next year. The Brooklyn Nets, damn it, they were close this year. Looks like they will be competing for a championship again. And for one thing, or one thing I should say, that a lot of people loved about this past postseason is that we saw some new faces. That there was no LeBron James, that there was no Steph Curry. And in its place, we had Devin Booker's. We had an Ayton. We had a Chris Paul, who despite playing in the NBA for 16 years, had an opportunity. We had a Giannis Antetokounmpo, an emerging superstar, someone who's already a two-time NBA MVP, but now he had an opportunity to win, and he did it. It's starting to look like you can flush that out and down the toilet for next year. It looks like that we will be back to the norm. The Golden State Warriors, yeah, I certainly hope that Klay Thompson is healthy and back along with Steph Curry and Draymond. Is there fatigue there? Are you sick of looking at them? The Boston Celtics, they brought in Josh Richardson and sent Tristan Thompson out the door. He's now a member of the Sacramento Kings. I think they still have some work to do, but who knows? Maybe the Celtics will be competitive again. But I know this for certain. The two teams and the two cities that nobody wants to hear about, it looks like that they will be back in the finals. Yes, it's extremely early. Yes, you can't count it, but we know who the favorites are. We haven't even gone through free agency. We know which teams are top heavy. This is how the NBA goes. You got to have talent at the top. And we can cry and whine all we want about super teams. The Lakers have been stacked. The Celtics have been stacked. The Warriors were stacked. The Bulls, man, roster filled up and down. Come on. Spurs. Teams with the most talent typically go out there and win. I'm sorry. This isn't rocket science. Giannis Antetokounmpo last week said something amazing at his post-game press conference. He said, look, I did things the hard way. Well, you know what? Congratulations, Giannis. The hard way isn't always going to win you a championship. And maybe that one championship, maybe this one is good enough for him. But it's going to be tough competing every single year. Listen to Giannis just really describe just what it meant to win that title last week.
I wanted to get the job done, you know, but that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still one. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way I chose to do it. And we did it. Did it.
They did. It, man. The Milwaukee Bucks walked away with the championship. But here's some facts. The Lakers are, they're stacking up again. And I don't think this is stacking up like they did against the Pistons or the year before, or, you know, when they said, oh, let's add an old Gary Payton and a Karl Malone to Kobe and Shaq. This is bringing in Westbrook. This is bringing in LeBron. This is bringing in Anthony Davis. This is the Brooklyn Nets taking all of the young assets that they had, being able to attract and sign Kevin Durant and Kyrie, trading for James Harden. The Lakers and Nets are your early favorites right now to go win a title next year. Vegas says it. It's common sense. Is it a bad thing for the NBA to get back to what might be two large markets just duking it out? We just saw teams that we haven't seen get an opportunity to compete for a championship. We saw the Suns back in their first finals since 1993. We saw the Milwaukee Bucks win their first title since the early 70s. This was good for the league. It was nice to see some new faces and new teams get an opportunity and get a chance. Is it a bad thing knowing that it's looking like we might see another matchup with gigantic markets? And I'm talking about New York and Los Angeles. Next year, as they build out these rosters right now and into February, is Lakers and Nets, is it inevitable? Is it a bad thing for the NBA to go back to what we've seen forever with the same old faces? I don't think so. You know why? Because if the Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets, if they do end up healthy, if they do end up in the finals next year, everybody is going to watch. That's the name of the game. It's all business. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a simple question. Russell Westbrook is now a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. You got a big three on the West Coast. You got a big three on the East Coast. Is this good for the NBA? Is it inevitable? Is it a bad thing that we can pretty much predict what the hell might happen? I'm going to take your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. With all of the power in the NBA, seemingly in Los Angeles, seemingly in Brooklyn, the Lakers are like, no, we ain't going for what we just had. We got to restock, and they bring in Russell Westbrook. We got a big three on both coasts. We just saw a team in Milwaukee with the Bucks. We saw a team grow. And despite injuries across the league, we saw a team grow where they've been competitive enough where they won an NBA championship. We saw a Phoenix Suns team, which haven't sniffed, really. They've gone to some Western Conference finals with Nash, but they haven't been to the finals since 93. Isn't it nice when we get some new faces and new possibilities? But the odds are high. Yes, contingent on filling out rosters, role players, shooters, etc., that we might see the Lakers and the Nets next year. They're going to be favorites going into next season. Is that good for the NBA? To be honest, it doesn't bother me. I mean, what else is new? This is what we typically got, and the NBA is not like the NFL where you can count on parity and you can just say, oh, well, you got, I don't know, maybe 10 teams that you can just go, damn, they might win. You know who the top two or three are, but there's no guarantees. You can have injuries. You can have teams just go on runs. In the NBA, you really pretty much know. But with the Lakers, with what they did with Westbrook and the Nets, what they've done out in Brooklyn, is this good for the NBA? Is it a bad thing that, you know, it's, quite frankly, pretty predictable? We got to get through the season. We got to go through injuries, et cetera. But does it kind of sap the fun out of it? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Buffalo. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts? Is this good for the NBA when you have the Lakers and also the Nets just being predictable?
Hey, JR. Yeah, I think, the one thing that's interesting about this, I think for the casual fan, I think they're really going to be into it because they know these names. They know who LeBron is. They know who Kevin Durant is. They know who Kyrie Irving is and all these great players on these two teams. I think what's great about it is, though, is the pressure these two teams have on themselves. It's championship or bust. I mean, they're not making moves for 5 years down the road. They're making moves that are immediate moves. Obviously, the Westbrook trade, the Lakers gave up a lot. And then you look at the Nets, even the guy they drafted from LSU, his name escapes me right now, but he's a guy that can really come off the bench as a sixth man and make an immediate impact. So, you've got these two teams went all in. They know they've got to win a championship because if they don't, both fan bases are going to look at it like it's a failure. And, you know, you got the whole thing with LeBron versus Durant, who's the better player right now. LeBron's still trying to run down Jordan for championships. A lot of fun, man. I think it's compelling.
Okay. Dave says Nets and the Lakers, if we get that, he says it's good for the NBA. Okay. Zach is calling up from Illinois. Zach, you are on CBS Sports Radio. Do you agree with Dave from Buffalo?
No, I don't. I think that the Suns and I think Milwaukee was the best series I've seen in a long time. And I think them both doing it the right way, not bringing in a super team, trying to win it all with a bunch of divas for the most part. I think that was the most compelling series I've seen in a long time.
So let me ask you this. If we do have the Lakers and if we do have the Nets next season in the finals, are you going to watch or are you just going to say, I don't want to watch these talented guys play?
I will watch, but I think that the way that they went about it and the way Giannis stuck with Milwaukee, I'm a fan of that. And LeBron jumping teams, you know, doing what he's doing, it ain't for me.
Okay. Thank you, Zach, for calling up from Illinois. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Is it a good thing in the NBA that we get the same teams? I mean, ultimately, like, for me, it doesn't even matter the teams. It's the talent. Like, you want to see the best versus the best. And unfortunately, or maybe not unfortunately, the fact is you're going to have big talents that gravitate to big markets. That's just what it's been. Los Angeles is never going to change as being an attractive destination. Miami is never going to change. New York is never going to change. Charles is calling up from Baltimore. Charles, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing there?
Very good. Do you think a Lakers and Nets finals, would that be good, or do you think what we just saw is probably the best that we can get?
No, I don't think it will be good. I think it will be excellent. I think LeBron, when healthy, and KD, when healthy, despite what Giannis just did and Kawhi Leonard, they're great players, but LeBron and Kevin Durant are the two best players in the world, and to see them with evenly stacked teams, that will be the best final series probably since, I don't know, Spurs, Heat maybe, as far as being matched up evenly. Those are the two best guys, and I want to see the best play. I don't care about Milwaukee or Phoenix. Those are nice teams, but realistically, who wouldn't want to see Kevin Durant versus LeBron in the finals?
No, I understand, Charles. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. We saw that take place, and we saw the Heat win. Kevin Durant was young. It'd be nice to see a matchup where LeBron is, you know, still out there getting it. Kevin Durant, yeah, despite coming back from an Achilles injury, he's still relatively good and in his prime, hasn't missed a beat. Yeah, I want to see the best versus the best. I also don't care where anybody is playing. The phone lines are still open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a simple question. Lakers versus the Nets. It seems that the power is just going to the large market teams. Brooklyn was bad for a while, and they got the stars. The Lakers were bad for a while, and then they got the stars. It's cyclical out here. Is it a bad thing? Do you prefer to see what we just had with the Milwaukee Bucks, a little bit more variety? Does it matter?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, where's my check in the mail? Send me my check. I'm not sending you a check. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of checks, we got big checks being written in Los Angeles. We got big checks being written in Brooklyn, New York. The top of the hour, we're going to talk about big checks. There's a man in New England who, he got a big check. He's a rookie quarterback, and everybody loves the man. But is he actually going to get an opportunity to play? We're going to talk about Mac Jones at the top of the hour. But for right now, based on what we saw in Los Angeles or what we heard prior to the NBA draft last night, I got a simple question. We're getting all the stars. Stars are aligning in Los Angeles. They're aligning in Brooklyn, New York. No surprises here. But is it good for the NBA when you have a collection of stars? And, you know, once again, we have New York and Los Angeles. It's like, does anybody care? Like, I don't care about the cities, but I do want to see the talent. So me, okay, yeah, it was nice to see Milwaukee win this year. It was nice to see the Phoenix Suns get an opportunity as well. I want to see the best. 855-212-4CBS, Peter. He's calling from Boston. Peter, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jared, how are you doing?
I'm amazing. What's up?
I think you're forgetting about Golden State coming back with Klay Thompson. They have to be rated just as close to the Lakers as, you know, they got to be up there in the same category. And I think you underestimate Milwaukee. They're just as good as New Jersey with the big three.
Well, hold on, Peter. There's a couple of things I want. Well, they're in Brooklyn now. I know it's they skipped two rivers across. They're no longer in New Jersey.
I know. I'm sorry. I forgot.
It's all good. And then the other thing is, no, I did not forget the Golden State Warriors. I can sing their praises. I can sit here and tell you about the history of the Warriors. I can tell you about their leading score. I can tell you a lot. But the fact is, historically in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors have six championships, okay? We know where they have picked those titles up from. We know where they've come from. We know as a result of who and what and when and where. But the fact is, the Los Angeles Lakers are a legacy franchise here in the NBA. Between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics, we know they each share 17 championships apiece. It seems that every single year, you can go 3 or 4 or 5 years, they reset because the stars typically align in Los Angeles. This isn't so much a conversation as to whether or not the Golden State Warriors will be competitive with the Los Angeles Lakers. The fact is that the Lakers, they're stars. I'm not talking about, you know, who's going to go to the Western Conference Finals. You wouldn't argue with me on the point that the Lakers are the glamour franchise in the NBA. You wouldn't argue that, would you?
No, of course they are.
Oh,
you know what? I just wanted to make that point, but as your point, I would love to see the Lakers play Brooklyn. That would be a fantastic finals, as far as I'm concerned. To see Kyrie play against LeBron, that's fantastic.
Okay.
But there are other teams out there that could stop them from that happening.
Oh, absolutely. There's no denying that. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying who wins the NBA Finals in 2022, but we know who the favorites are. We know how it's getting put together. The Milwaukee Bucks will be around competing for their championship, and this kind of rolls into the same thing of what I'm saying. You can go year to year in the NBA, and you have a good idea as to who's going to compete. I don't need to know the Lakers' full roster construction over the next several months to know that they're likely going to be competitive. It's the same thing with the Brooklyn Nets. Like, you know the top teams. I don't need to go through the entire offseason. Like, come on. The Magic, what are they going to do next year? I'm going to watch Jalen Suggs, but you think I give a damn about the Magic? Are they going to win anything? No. The Pistons going to win something? No. It's not the NFL where you can literally walk out a rookie or first-year quarterback, someone like Patrick Mahomes, who sat on the bench behind Alex Smith, and it's just like, boom, this guy's the MVP. It doesn't work that way in the NBA. What are we getting Derrick Rose? That's an anomaly. It doesn't happen. Like, it takes time. A little bit different. T is calling from Georgia. T, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Dale, how you doing? Hey, first of all, man, hey, I agree with your point. I do want to see, finally, for all the marbles, and let's get this over with, KD versus LeBron, so we can get all that talk over with. But you do know that...
But do you believe that knowing this is likely for next year, is this good for the NBA? Or do you think it serves the NBA to actually have a, you know, more unpredictable series potential?
I mean, it's good soap opera, JR, because even though Brooklyn and L.A. the favorites, it's no guarantee. So, I mean, it's good soap opera going into the season. But we are, I've seen this television show before. It's got to play itself out. But going into the season is like I said, it's good television.
Okay. No, I agree with you. Thank you, T, for calling from Georgia. That's the business, ain't it? And not necessarily good TV. This don't matter where the eyeballs are at. It could be on the cell phone. It could be on the tablet, the television. That's the name of the game. It's eyeballs. The NBA is a prospering business. Come on. It is a global sport. People have interest. I mean, people can complain year to year about who wins the championship. Well, we saw the Golden State Warriors and the Cavs win all these years. And then we saw San Antonio go back and forth with the Lakers. And then we had the Celtics. Of course, the Celtics are there. Come on. And of course, the Bulls and the Celtics. And then also we can squeeze in the Pistons. Like we, Sixers, we know there's no difference. It's almost half of the damn NBA championships have gone to either the Lakers or the Celtics. We can't act like all of a sudden things are different now. That, oh, we don't have diversity, that the lack of parity in the NBA destroys the league. That's not the case at all. People are still interested. Folks are going out to check out the Charlotte Hornets. Zion Williamson, okay, yeah, maybe one day he will ask to be traded from the Pelicans. But when they play, people are going to turn on to see him fly around. People want to see Ja Morant. As long as butts are in seats, eyeballs are on screens, we got 82 games of a regular season. We got markets which love basketball. People are going to show up to see Luka. Can Luka get over the hump? Is Luka going to have help? Utah Jazz, come on. People love basketball in Utah. They going to win anything with Donovan Mitchell. Denver, they waiting for Jamal Murray to come back to play with Jokic. Even the bad teams, we have seen arenas filled up when these teams are good. Even in a space where they're not competing for a championship, but that their fans just really have hope that they can get there. Houston restarting with Jalen Green. There's going to be excitement there. We've seen Oklahoma City bumping with three future Hall of Famers. We've seen Detroit. We've seen them win a championship. Championships. Toronto. Basketball crazy. What's up to everybody on Yonge Street? There's not an NBA city that I haven't seen at one point or another just be jumping. As bad as the Sacramento Kings are, and I know they're in a brand new arena. What is it? Golden One Center or a Sleep Train? I don't know. Chock Full of Nuts Arena. I don't know what the hell they call it. But I know Arco Arena used to be bumping. The NBA doesn't have a problem with attracting eyeballs. The NBA has actually done an excellent job in expanding the amount of people who are watching the product. And if that means next year that we get the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers, come on, we hear people complaining about, oh, the NBA is rigged. Like Tim Donaghy is out here just writing up the endings of every game. The best play the best. It's just a matter of injuries. Let's see what happens. It's a whole entire year away. I could care less who represents who and where they're from. as long as the talent is represented. Nobody was complaining when the Oklahoma City Thunder was out there playing the Heat. Come on. When have people decided that Oklahoma City was some type of vacation destination? Not necessarily the case. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Since we're talking about championships and titles, I want to direct our attention to a team that, yeah, they pretty much dominated the last 20 years. They're in a transitional phase. They got a new quarterback. They have a former MVP at quarterback. How the hell do they move forward? And when might we see this new incoming rookie quarterback? I'm talking about Cam Newton. I'm talking about Mac Jones. Do you think that we're going to see Mac play this year? We got a lot of people out of loving him in New England right now. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.